You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal for this Friday edition. We are coming to you live from the Central Texas headquarters of InfoWars, InfoWars.com, band.video. Big show for you today. We've got Doug Casey in the third hour, author and investment guru about the war in Ukraine and just how likely it is that we enter a nuclear cataclysm for the sake of the gremlin known as Zelensky. After him, I'll also be joined by Piers Corbin, climate scientist. He's been arrested many times for his activity in the UK, a true info warrior in every sense of the word. We're going to begin today with the newest from Red Pilled TV. You can find this video, of course, at band.video. Go there, share these links, spread the word, infowarsstore.com. Will Boston be the new Wuhan? Here's that exclusive report.
Will Boston be the new Wuhan? Working at Boston University's National Infectious Diseases Laboratories, one of 13 biosafety level 4 labs in the U.S., a team of researchers from across the country released a study they conducted where they extracted Omicron spike protein, the feature that made this particular COVID variant more infectious than the others, and attached its spike protein to the original COVID strain that escaped from Wuhan, China. Quote, "We generated chimeric recombinant SARS-CoV-2 isolate and compared this virus with the naturally circulating Omicron variant." Are they trying to create a new virus for an even deadlier pandemic? Or do they just enjoy playing with fire? They found that the new virus they created in their lab more efficiently replicates in cell lines when compared to the natural Omicron. Essentially, creating a virus that is both very infectious and very aggressive, combining the worst traits of the original COVID with its variant Omicron, before presumably accidentally releasing their new science project onto the world for this COVID season. The researchers infected mice in the lab with their newly created COVID chimera. Quote, "In mice, while Omicron causes mild, non-fatal infection, the Omicron S carrying virus inflicts severe diseases with a mortality rate of 80%. In other words, they killed pretty much all the mice. Why are they making COVID variants that are more deadly than previous strains? The Boston scientists also looked at their hybrid strains' effect on human lung cells that were grown in the lab. Their study shows that the new strain they created produced 5 times more viral particles than the original Omicron. Quote, "We next expanded our studies to lung cells, which are a major viral replication site in patients with severe COVID-19. Among the OMA-S, their new virus, and Omicron, the former, meaning their newly created chimera, yielded about a 5-fold higher infectious viral titer, meaning there were more viral particles from replication." However, in a statement issued by the university in response to public outrage upon learning of their research project, they claimed that their chimeric strain was less dangerous than the original strain. And, like Anthony Fauci, they even deny that their experiment can be classified as gain of function. Quote, "This research is not gain of function research. It did not amplify the SARS-CoV-2 strain or make it more dangerous. In fact, this research made the virus replicate less." So even though they were conducting textbook gain-of-function research, they say they weren't. So they weren't. And they claim the research didn't make a more dangerous virus that replicated more, even though it produced 5 times more viral particles in human lung cells. But don't worry, because biosafety level 4 labs are safe, and nothing in history has ever escaped from them. Except, of course, for COVID. Looks like Boston is right on track to become the next pandemic's Wuhan. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
X3. stands for triiodine, are all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know what's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. This is American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. Bittersweet day. Well, it's not even a bittersweet day. It's just a bitter day here at InfoWars. Our long-serving security guard is moving on to bigger and better things. His name. We'll keep it anonymous. But day in and day out, first face we see in the morning, keeping back an endless stream of creeps, trying to figure out where we are, trying to interrupt us, trying to do God knows what. Luckily, we never have to find out because they never get close enough to tell us, thanks to the stalwart sentries we have here. So we wish him all the best. We'll miss him. We're a family here at InfoWars, and feels like one of our own little baby birds is flying out of the nest, moving on to bigger and better things. So we'll have to find somebody new, somebody else who will so ruthlessly and professionally take care of the riffraff that try to bother us during our working hours. This isn't an opportunity for anybody. No, there will be no downtime, no vulnerabilities here at InfoWars, but we're going to feel less safe without him at the helm. So we wish him all the best as he moves on. But that's what's happening here at InfoWars. What is also happening here at InfoWars is we'll be taking your calls all through the show today, through the first 2 hours at least. In fact, we'll open up the phone lines nice and early to make sure that we get in as many as possible before we welcome our guest in the third hour, Doug Casey, to talk about the war in Ukraine, and Piers Corbin to talk about the absurdity of the climate scam and all that that entails. We'll be talking about the coming collapse, the economic destruction that's being wrought on purpose by the people in charge in order to fully bring down the developed industrialized world in order to rebuild it in a form that is more fitting with their neo-feudal ideals. But first, let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. Pew. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, the 21st of October, 2022. Bidenflation rises to 12.8% as Americans are watching their paychecks and savings disappear. Tip Insight created a measurement of inflation that shows the increase in goods since Biden stepped into office. President Trump shared this information in a statement today. Below are the pieces of the calculation from Bidenflation. The consumer price index released by the government last Thursday showed an 8.2% year-over-year price increase from September 2021 to September 2022. The CPI has edged down slightly from a 40-year high of 9.1 in June to 8.2 in September. The official CPI does not tell the whole story of the price increase under President Biden. Bidenflation, measured by the TIPP CPI using the same underlying data, stood at 12.8% in September. It was 12.6 in August and 12.7 in June. And of course, their response to this was to pass a inflation reduction bill that was in fact a climate change bill, because that's just how corrupt and nonsensical all of this is. But we actually have some pictures here. We were going to talk about them yesterday, but now's a good time to to bring it up. We can go to my computer screen. You can actually see the exact moment that inflation rose, and it corresponds unerringly with the switch from Trump to Biden. So just at this point, the only thing the Democrats have, in fact, we have another one that is equally as illustrative, showing exactly what we all know to be true, that this didn't happen under Trump. It happened entirely under Joe Biden. And the Democrats are so desperate at this point. Here again, you can see as soon as the line switches from red to blue, as soon as that transition from Trump to Biden takes place, like a rocket shooting into the stratosphere, the inflation begins to rise. And again, the desperates are so Democrat at this point. Democrats are so desperate at this point. Their argument is literally, yeah, it's going to be bad under us, but it'll be worse under the Republicans. Okay, trust us. And the craziest thing is they pass an inflation reduction bill that's actually a climate change bill that Bill Gates takes credit for writing. Inflation continues to rise exponentially. They say at this point, this is how absurd this is. They say inflation is going to continue to rise because Republicans didn't vote for the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, the Inflation Reduction Act passed. It did pass. So it has been put into effect. And yet they're blaming Republicans for not voting on it. It's because it's not working. So the act passed. It's not working. And now they're saying it's because Republicans didn't want to vote on it. It makes no sense at all. They're desperate. They're scrambling. It's entirely their fault. They are responsible for the wholesale constriction of savings accounts and retirement accounts and paychecks the country over. So hopefully people recognize that. Hopefully people can actually see for themselves what's going on. And I've said it a million times. It's not weird or strange or out of the ordinary for things like inflation to happen or, you know, prices to rise slightly. What's very weird is when you go to the store and you can see that you're paying twice as much for a cut of meat than you were a couple months ago, and then to turn on the TV and have all of the authorities and all of the media pundits tell you the economy is amazing, everything's great, nothing is more expensive than it was before. Makes you feel crazy because they're gaslighting you. So hopefully people can see through that and see for their own eyes how everything is going down, everything is collapsing, everything is more expensive, and all of this is part and parcel and in a plan and in perfect compliance with the rest of their plans on the geopolitical and international world. It's total collapse, folks. And it's as simple as that. Our next story here, Biden gets lost on stage, speaks complete gibberish. We'll show you these videos. Again, it's just the poor Democrats, the poor Democratic people. You've got a literal ogre running for office in Pennsylvania who is now being joined by the mummy. I mean, it's a who's who of Halloween celebrities running the Democratic Party. The Crypt Keeper Joe Biden goes to meet Frankenstein himself, John Fetterman, in Pennsylvania. And it's just as horrific and embarrassing as you would expect it to be. Again, we'll show you those videos later in the show. Australian bank begins linking customer transactions to carbon footprint. In another foretaste of a potential future carbon allowance limits, a major bank in Australia has introduced a new feature that links purchases to a customer's carbon footprint and warns them when they're going over the average. So yes, social credit score, courtesy of the World Economic Forum and Bill Gates, are coming down soon to be linked with your digital ID and central bank digital coins, so your every purchase will be surveilled and tracked and rated on a carbon footprint that will be compared to your contributions to the overall world system. And maybe you can sell your carbon allotments to billionaires so they can fly their private jets. But it's all a shell game. It's all a scam. It's all a one big control mechanism to absolutely enslave you. And poor Australia. Yeah, they really have for the last several decades been the testing ground for the New World Order. And it all happened to start right around the time that there was a mass shooting and they gave up all of their guns. So that's interesting. Hey, speaking of, Oakland police want, quote, Terminator-style robot with shotgun. The Oakland Police Department is pushing for robots with a potentially lethal shotgun-like attachment, according to The Intercept. Oakland Police and Oakland Police Commission Subcommittee, a civilian oversight body, discussed rules surrounding the city's use of military-grade police equipment in September. According to California state law, local police must be authorized by city leaders before they can deploy military equipment, and now they want a robot with a shotgun. They say, but God forbid something does happen where it's the only option, a member of the Oakland Police Commission said in a meeting, which I hate to say it, a robot with a shotgun may be our only hope. Something that a good guy has never said. If you find yourself ever saying the terms, the phrase, a robot with a shotgun may be our only hope, you are the bad guys now, unfortunately. I hate to break that to you. Finally, we have this. Zelensky meets with Goldman Sachs for help countering misinformation and to beg for more money. Yes, folks, it's the banks versus humanity. The great battle lines are being drawn. Which side are you on? The technocratic, psychopath, control freak, billionaire bankers, or the rest of us? I guess now's the time to decide before things get, well, a robot with a shotgun level.
Don't let the globalist monsters and their mercenary minions be successful at silencing you. And the globalist number one mission is to silence InfoWars, because they rightly see us as one of the main beacons of resistance, alerting the people, not just of America, but the world, to the threat of the globalists and their censorship and tyranny. That's why it's so essential today, now more than ever, to share links for InfoWars.com and to also financially support InfoWars.com at the most critical time on our fight by using promo code 1776 at checkout so you get an additional 10% off. These people are coming for your birthright. They're coming for your First Amendment. They admit once they've silenced us, they're coming for you. I'm in your hands, and I'm asking for your support now. You have my commitment to never give up or back down, but I could give out without your support. Thank you for all your past support. I'm encouraging you now to redouble your efforts at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 for an additional 10% off on the already big sales and huge discounts.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago. I've been on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
One of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. InfoWars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Objection. Your advertisement from your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page, people can give you in Bitcoin. Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum, right?
Yes.
As well as XRP, Monero, Litecoin, USD Coin, Dogecoin, and Stellar.
This is it. Give crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Thanks to your donations and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars is able to broadcast free worldwide, combating the lies of the Great Reset.
Give crypto. Fund InfoWars.
Donate now. InfoWars.com/crypto.
It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best. And it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this Friday broadcast of The American Journal. I am your host, Harrison Smith. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. I told you we'd do it early, so that's what we're doing. 1-877-789-2539. What I'd like you to do is mosey on over to harrisonhillsmith.substack.com. Find a story that's linked there. There's dozens. And give us a call with your thoughts about it, if you'd heard about it, if you want to know more about it, whatever it is, that'll be our guide here, because as always, we have just too much news to cover. So we'll look to our audience to guide us in our direction here this morning. So offlimits.news or harrisonhillsmith.substack.com. Go there, find a story, call in about it. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. Now, this morning, in our Daily Dispatch, we covered a couple things that I guess technically they're not totally linked. Like, they're not like perfectly – it's not perfectly obvious how they're intertwined. But it feels like we need to zoom out and get a bird's eye view of everything happening right now, all the pieces moving on the board to try to glean where we go from here and what exactly is – happening. And, you know, I guess we'll start with just the widest possible view that we can, which is, what is the point of all this? It's just a question, why would the elites do what we say they're doing? Why would they choose to collapse the world economy? It doesn't seem to make any sense, but it's actually not all that complicated. They want a new system. The system that built the world that we know was one that was born out of a feudal system, but made the transition through bloodshed and freedom-loving people wrenching their basic rights away from unelected monarchies and taking them to themselves. And that's what laid the groundwork for the modern world. But the modern world was built on free capital enterprise. Free enterprise, trade, just simply individuals going out and doing what made them money. And it created the most free and prosperous and equitable society the world has ever seen. Specifically in America, but of course we exported this idea out to the rest of the world. And it's worked very well at making the largest number of people in all of history rise out of poverty and actually have some level of comfort that they can achieve dignity. And that worked for a while, but now it's gotten too much. It's gotten too far. It's too chaotic. It's too wild. It's too uncontrolled. And the people in power have decided that enough is enough, and they want a new system, a system where they're at the top and the rest of us are underneath. And if you really want to zoom out and you really want to get conspiratorial with it, their ultimate goal, their ultimate finish line is immortality. And along with the organizational technology that they are able to wield to try to bring about this future with them at the top and as a supranational elite overclass amongst above all of us, the technology to bring about infinite life is becoming tantalizingly close. And so they're doing everything they can to get in place a world system where a very few number of elite can have access to life extension technologies, whether it's uploading your consciousness to some sort of computer mainframe where you become the AI god and we are all just, you know, circuits in Klaus Schwab's brain, or whether it's literal just age reversal technology that allows people to live forever, that is an unsustainable advancement in human achievement. You can't have nobody die and people still being born. So they are having to create a world in which the underclass aren't just okay with being the only ones that die, but actually are perfectly inured to it, to where euthanasia will be seen as just another part of life. It'll be Brave New World. I mean, that's the model that they're going with. And if you want to understand what this world will look like, Brave New World's a pretty good example, although you can imagine it more through a modern lens. I don't think Huxley grasped the degeneracy that would come along with the world that he was portraying. But that's essentially what they're looking at, the Brave New World style of people, everybody living for everybody else. Nobody owns anything. Everybody belongs to everyone else. And at 65 or 70, you willfully and happily go to the execution chamber, where you are dissolved into your component parts and recycled for use in furthering the civilization. So that's what they're building towards. That's what they're moving towards. That's what they're going towards. And, of course, in order to achieve that, nobody's going to go along with it. So first they're collapsing this system. It's really not that complicated. Collapse this system, but collapse it in a way that you remain on top. Collapse it in a way that the collapse itself doesn't get out of control and we're left with like a French Revolution-style tit-for-tat decapitation marathon where they might get swept up in the whirlwind. They want to do this in a way like they're sitting at the peak of a house. They're sitting on the roof of a house and they're trying to demolish the house underneath them while maintaining their position at the very top of the heap. And they really think they're going to be able to achieve this. They really think they're going to be able to pull this off. And they're doing it in a variety of different ways. And it's obvious how they're doing it. In fact, I want to go to this video that you've probably seen on InfoWars, you've been watching the last couple of days, Bill Gates on the European energy crisis. Now, he says it's good for them in the long run to freeze to death, and that's been the main point of showing this clip. But there's other stuff that he says here that gives greater insight into the schemes, plans, and tactics of the elite, and it happens in just the first few seconds of this clip. So let's go now to clip number two, and we'll pause it and break it down for you.
What you do?
Well, BlackRock and Larry in particular are a great example of private sector leadership.
Stop right there. just 1 second in. Let's go ahead and deal with what we just heard. He's talking about Larry Fink and BlackRock, who, by the way, managed the 2008 bailout and essentially became a proxy arm of the government with full capability to fund, defund, create money out of thin air, and alter the course of the flow of capital to benefit them and to be at the expense of everybody else. We also know, of course, they're the ones buying up huge swaths of houses, entire neighborhoods snapped up by these investment companies. So you will not own the house. You'll pay the same amount that you would have for a mortgage, but instead of at the end of it having a $250,000 piece of property in your name and your name alone, all of that will simply go towards your rent. And as soon as you stop paying, you're kicked out. You never actually owned it in the first place, and they can remove you or limit your ability to create any lasting savings whatsoever. So that's what BlackRock is, stakeholder capitalism at its finest, the true rulers of the world and the owners of everything. And there's Bill Gates, super scientist, Bill Gates, doctor of mankind, celebrating Larry Fink and BlackRock. Again, that's just the first 2 seconds. We'll get into why he's praising these despicable psychopaths and their depopulation agenda on the other side. We'll return to that video and go out to your phone calls. I see the phone lines already filling up. The number to dial again, 1-877-789-2539. We'll be back after this short commercial break. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com.
I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech. and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.video or Infowars.com or Newswars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to Infowarsstore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at Infowars.com, and the support of the fight starts at Infowarsstore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support. Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with the globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Mel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krillo, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vasobeats, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We will go out to your phone call shortly. I see a lot of people calling in about the COVID vaccines as it relates to children and the new mandate. So we'll get to those calls in just a second. I just want to continue on just a little bit into this Bill Gates video and combine it with some of the other stories that we have for today and talk about, again, the bird's eye view of what exactly is going on here. But again, we return to the clip, what we've just heard. If you're just joining us, we just heard Bill Gates praise the likes of Larry Fink and BlackRock for being leaders on the issue of transforming the economy. In this case, what he's referencing is BlackRock taking climate change into account, ESG essentially. The ESG scores, environmental social governance scores, a social credit score, if you will, for corporations enforced by banks who have no mandate, no right to do it, but are doing it to force people to comport to their worldview, which is one of transgender children and eating bugs and not owning anything. So if you disagree with that, prepare to have your bank account drained and your business deinvested. And this is a wonderful thing, according to Bill Gates. Let's hear why as he continues in this clip.
Anyone who says that climate shouldn't be a factor in how you evaluate the future of a company, you know, isn't that's not capitalism, because companies that have emissions, you know, they are going to be subject to border adjustment tariffs or taxes. You also have to think about companies, you know, if you're dealing with severe weather events, that's got to be factored in. Is the company insuring that?
Let's go ahead and pause it right there. Do you see what he's doing? Do you see what he's saying? So essentially, so companies now will have essentially carbon scores, how much carbon you produce. It's, again, totally arbitrary measurement. It means nothing, and it doesn't even comport to or justify with actual environmentalism itself. Like companies that are deforesting the rainforest and shipping goods to and from China three times before they ever get sold, and are harvesting, you know, peaches in Argentina to ship to China to be packaged, or Taiwan to be packaged, and then shipping to Chicago to be sold. These people that are transporting goods across the Pacific Ocean on ships that pollute by themselves more than every car in the world combined, they'll be given a good score. Why? Because they give money to transgender hospitals or something equally ridiculous. So it's completely divorced from the actual value of the company. It's a totally arbitrary measure imposed upon the companies by the banks. Bill Gates is justifying this by saying, well, if you ignore climate in your, you know, projection of your company, then that's not capitalism, he says. It's not capitalism because you're not taking into account what? Taxes and tariffs that who are advocating for it? That who exactly is bringing about the taxes and tariffs based on the same climate scam, fake science that all of this is predicated on? People like Bill Gates. So Bill Gates takes credit for and says, I am responsible for the Inflation Reduction Act, which is in fact a climate change bill, which will have measures in it like the taxation of carbon. So he's the one imposing that, and then he's going to businesses and going, well, if you don't take this into account, then you're going to be in trouble. But it's also a complete failure or a complete – it's not even a failure because the dude understands what he's saying. He's a smart guy. Say what you want about him. The dude is smart. He understands, if nothing else, business. And he understands that businesses already take this stuff into account. You think businesses don't take severe weather risk into account when they're making deals? You don't think insurance companies – check your house and go, how likely is it that this house is flattened by a hurricane, and that determines the rates that they give on the insurance? This is already taken into account. People already acknowledge this and take it into account when in the practice of capitalism. Obviously, everyone does this. So you don't need another imposition on top of that demanding that you lower your carbon or force your employees to eat bugs or whatever else they're suggesting that you do. So it doesn't make any sense. This is not capitalism. This is the ruling class imposing laws on the entire world that will crush small businesses, that the bigger businesses and bigger corporations will either A, be able to comply with the regulations because they have the money and the capital and the largesse to be able to actually pay off and the fines or pay the consultants to come in and tell them how to make their company. But like, they can pay for it. They can afford it. Small businesses can't. Or they'll simply be exempt from them like they were with the COVID restrictions. Like in the UK, they said if you come into the UK, you have a two-week quarantine period for everybody, absolutely everybody, unless you're in a big business. Unless you're with Google, unless you're with Raytheon, unless you're with any big company, then they waive those rules and you don't have to quarantine, because rules for thee and not for we. Rules for you but not for us. So it'll be the same thing with the climate change whatever. John Kerry will be flying around the planet in his private jet with impunity. You will not, however, because you're not as important as him, just like big companies will be able to circumvent or deal with the restrictions, while smaller companies will simply be crushed by them and absorbed into those larger companies as the corporate world takes over. I mean, that's the whole plan. It couldn't be more obvious. It is people like Bill Gates and Larry Fink of BlackRock, unelected politicians for all intents and purposes. Bill Gates takes credit, says, I wrote the Inflation Reduction Act. Nobody voted for him. nobody, he never had to present his ideas to the populace for approval. He simply imposes it by fiat because it's stakeholder capitalism, because this is the new economic model in which we're entering. And of course, we have story after story that goes along with this as they purposefully deindustrialize the European states and force the complete collapse of industry on utterly arbitrary and baseless justifications. Will the energy crisis crush European industry? Well, yes, that's the point of it. What is the energy crisis, by the way? It's a bunch of politicians shutting off the energy. There's not a crisis. It wasn't a sunspot. It wasn't an earthquake. It wasn't a tornado that did this. It was policies being pursued by psychopaths. Production in Germany is no longer competitive. CEO at world's largest steel manufacturer warns of crisis as plants shut down. And it's not just this one. It is a wave of shutdowns of production plants and industrial centers in Germany, again, on purpose because of the energy crisis, which is being caused by the dual 1-2 punch of the war in Ukraine, totally arbitrary, totally sanctions on Russia, the decisions that politicians have made, you know, not necessary, not totally by choice that's happening. It's the one punch. The other punch, of course, is just the World Economic Forum dictating to nations how to operate their business in places like the Netherlands, actually expropriating farmland from farmers to make a one world, three city area where they'll simply import people from the third world to replace the farmers that they've kicked off their land. And the second largest food exporting country in the entire world will be rendered completely infertile. So incredible. Biden inflation rises to 12.8 as Americans are watching their paychecks and savings disappear. Again, as they just are by proxy looting your bank account as we speak. Australian bank begins linking customer transactions to carbon footprint. So this won't just be in a corporate fashion. This will be imposed on individuals as well. Zelensky meets with Goldman Sachs to ask for help, quote, counteracting misinformation and to beg for money, which, again, how much money could he possibly need? This is insane. But the important part about this is the countering misinformation. In other words, use your power as banks, as manipulators and movers of finance to bankrupt people that don't censor in the way that we want them to. Because, again, it's not elected officials that are doing this. It's not the scions of long-lived noble families. It's unelected banking nepotistic scumbags that are just doing this. They're just doing it. Nobody told them they could. They never asked anybody. Nobody voted on it. They're just doing it and daring all of us to stop them, which I think we should. And then we have the final story. Oakland police want Terminator-style robot with shotguns. Tells you really where we're entering into with the future of the world, where all of these dictates and all of these mandates imposed by banks, voted on by nobody except for the super elite for their own benefit. They will have their dictates enforced by unthinking AI shotguns and machine guns and robot dogs like the ones they have in Israel that are even now watching and waiting with a barrel full of lead and a mind programmed people who despise you.
Look, it's not hype that InfoWars has changed the world. It's not hype that your support of InfoWars is the reason we were able to do this. So I salute you and I thank you. Now, you know about fluoride, the bad halogen on the periodic table. Well, high-quality iodine is the good halogen and does the opposite of fluoride. And when you've got it in your body, it doesn't just supercharge your cells, it doesn't just give you more energy, it doesn't just boost your immune system, but it also blocks the bad halogens in the fluoride, chlorine, bromide, bromine family. So, ladies and gentlemen, it takes about 2 weeks for X3 to kick in on average. Take a few drops every day, and almost everyone has dramatic results. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. So what do you have to lose but taking action? Experience X3, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off. Experience triiodine. Learn about the iodine fluoride conspiracy. Learn how to counter the fluoride and fund the InfoWar and empower your life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency? Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Okay.
Your advertisement for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I mean, I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, judge.
All right, let's move on.
No, I mean,
and
people care about the First Amendment. By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago. I've been on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll go to your phone calls this segment, I promise. I know I'm spending longer than I expected on this, but hey, we're talking about the entire globe being forcibly reformatted for the benefit of the self-selected elite. So yeah, it gets a little complicated, but as Crew was pointing out, it's as simple as that classic cliche of problem, reaction, solution. Only in this case, it's problem, reaction, solution that causes a new problem that invokes a reaction whose solution causes a whole host of other problems. If you just think about the gain-of-function research that went on, they were doing it. They were the ones who created and manufactured the Chimera COVID disease in a lab. They are responsible for releasing it. They caused the outbreak of the virus. They are the ones that imposed lockdown, which destroyed the economy, which forced them to print more money, which caused the inflation, which is causing the depression now. I mean, it literally is like the old lady that swallowed a fly, and then she swallows a spider, and then she swallows a frog, and then she swallows a cat, right? Everything they do just opens up the door to even greater experimentation on their behalf that always, universally, and without exception, accrues power unto themselves, deprives it of the rest of humanity, centralizes and consolidates economic and political power in the unelected and supranational international system of organizations every single time without exception. And when you look at the problems actually facing the planet, like PFAS and the forever chemicals, plastics being found in fresh snow in Antarctica, the entire world being poisoned by estrogen mimickers causing the total collapse of entire ecosystems, and at the end of the day, the entire biosphere, if we don't get a handle on this thing, those are not talked about in ESG. Those aren't what they're concerned about. The poisons that are actually saturating our entire natural world are not punished. No, those will continue to be spread. Those will continue to be used. And even things like biofuel, where they're cutting down entire swaths of old growth Canadian and Virginian forest to burn the wood for fuel rather than use coal. It's all a complete and total scam that's doing absolutely nothing to save the environment or the climate, but they are claiming it is so that they have the imperative of saving the world on their side so they get to do whatever the hell they want, no matter how restrictive and evil it seems, because, well, the other option is the world ending, so you get to let them do whatever they want. And, of course, on top of it all, China alone releases more air pollutants than the rest of the world combined by magnitude of, you know, factors of magnitude. So if they were actually serious about this, every company doing business with China would face massive economic hurdles in order to do that. They would be punished economically for dealing with China, since China is single-handedly destroying the entire world to a greater degree than the rest of us combined. But of course, everything's moving to China, and they are investing massively in China because they're ridiculous, satanic hypocrites that don't give a flying crap about anything that they profess to believe. So just so we're clear on what's going on here, it's sick, destructive, world-ending machinations that we're all aware of, and they're just doing it. So with that, we go out to the phone calls. I understand a lot of people are calling in about the vaccine mandate. Elizabeth from South Carolina has called in about the kids' vax mandate. She's a mom running for the school board there in South Carolina. Thank you for calling in, Elizabeth. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Yeah, I was just calling in, listening to your show for a while, but never called in before. But we really are in a time where this is the most unsatisfying I told you so ever.
Right.
We've been screaming these things from the rooftops for almost 2 years, you know, listening to you and Owen and Alex Jones. You know, we knew that this was going to be in the tea leaves. This is where we were going to end up. And I told my friends, my family, everyone, you know, this is what's going to happen. It's going to be a vax mandate for the kids. This is where they're going. And it was like, no, shut up. You're crazy.
Yep.
For years. And so that's kind of, you know, what led me to run for the school board. But that's really not why I'm calling in. But just to get your opinions on, you know, just the fact that after listening to Alex for almost 30 years, you know, scream these things from the rooftops and nobody listening. But, you know, Alex could have gone and taken his family and left for the hills and just kind of let everybody deal with it. But he didn't. And he stayed and he fought and he's made this InfoWars message for the masses who didn't understand it. And I think that's where we as Info Warriors need to be, just continuing to do these things for the people who don't understand, you know, what's going on. Because I was talking to some constituents yesterday and – or no, I'm sorry, 2 days ago. And they were just, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this is happening. What are you talking about? And I'm like, they tell you right in your face, you know.
Right. Yeah, it's not even hidden anymore. You're right. It's so strange that forever we thought, like, well, if we could just expose this, people would see it for what it is, and then we could stop doing it. Because everything that they're doing, as we always point out, it's the choices that they're making, it's policies they're pursuing. And so the answer is just to say no to them, just to stop them from doing what they're doing. Same thing like at the border. It's like, how do we stop all these millions coming across? It's like, well, you just say no. You just go, okay, you can't come anymore, and then it's over. Just like that. It's a choice everybody's making. And it's depressing knowing that now it's all out in the open and people are just going along with it. I mean, that's the greatest coup that the New World Order has been able to pull off, Elizabeth.
Absolutely. And I, you know, my opinion, and a lot of people ask me, you know, running for school board, why? And a lot of people, you know, I could have pulled my kids out and homeschooled at any time in this process. But I did always say, you know, 2 years ago, I was like, look, when they bring that vax mandate down on these children, that will be the final straw. Because I recognize that even though I have the ability to get my kids out of school and homeschool them, there's thousands of parents across the country that for whatever reason, they can't. And we can't just leave, you know, these other kids to these woke, hard wolves, you know.
Yeah.
So we kind of do what we can, and that's why I believe this election coming up is so important, because this is the final straw that we are trying to do the right thing in the right way in the correct terms that is, you know, in our laws to do. And then after that, well, who knows?
Well, but that's the greatest revelation to have, is that the whole idea of just picking up and running away has been a self-defeating attribute of the Conservative Party for way too long that people go, well, I'll just homeschool my kid and get him out of there. No, I don't just want this stuff not being taught to my kids. I don't want this stuff being taught to any kids. I don't want this stuff being taught to my neighbor's kids or my kids' friends. So, yeah, you can't just ignore what's going on in schools and take your family away from it. That's frankly selfish. You have to stay and fight for everybody, for the people that don't realize this is happening and for the people that, as you point out, don't have the ability to homeschool their kids. They need champions too, and that's what I think is an important revelation that we've made over the last couple years as we move away from the more libertarian or whatever you want to call it idea of, like, just move to the woods. It's like, you don't think they'll find you in the woods. They're going to take your city, and then they're going to come to the woods. So you might as well stand up in the city and stop this ball rolling, mid-path. Thank you so much for that call, Elizabeth. Let's go now to Simon in Florida, who has some good news on the vax mandate with some important geopolitics in the mix. Thanks for calling in, Simon. You're on the air.
Hello there, Harrison. Pleasure to speak with you again.
Good to hear from you.
Well, many people were upset yesterday because the Texas Health and Human Services website was specifically saying on it that children preparing to go to school in Texas should take all vaccines recommended by the CDC. And I myself, reached out to both of the Texas senators, the attorney general, and also the governor regarding this issue that was brought up originally by somebody on Twitter. And fortunately, the website has now been changed overnight in order to remove that reference that, as it stood, would have immediately applied to the recommendation that was made yesterday. But I would like to draw the audience's attention to a Texas court case that went to the Supreme Court and another one from Massachusetts. And I'm not going to go over these in detail and chew up people's time because I know a lot of your audience want to express their opinions on this matter. But I would very, very strongly implore people to read the short Supreme Court of the United States judgment regarding a case called Zuck, which is spelled Z-U-C-H-T, versus King from 1922 that regards the San Antonio School District and vaccination mandate in both public and private schools that went to the Supreme Court. And then the follow-up case, which is called Prince, as in the son of the king, versus Massachusetts from 1944, neither of which have been overruled in any regard whatsoever. And indeed, the real concept that everyone needs to be worried about is called state police powers. And that issue was reaffirmed by the Supreme Court when the Ohio GOP Solicitor General took the issue of the vaccine mandate for company employees in companies that were over 100 plus. So, unfortunately, people are trying to get respite, but the situation is still very, very dangerous for their children. I'll hold over the break if you like.
Well, we are going to start the second hour on the other side, but we are going to revisit this, and I've been taking notes as you've been talking. But we pulled up the Texas website that you were referencing, the way they changed the language, so we'll show that. Yeah, we'll hold you over. Stay on the line, Simon. We'll return with Simon on the other side for the second hour. Stay with us.
I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support. Don't let the globalist monsters and their mercenary minions be successful at silencing you. And the globalist number one mission is to silence InfoWars, because they rightly see us as one of the main beacons of resistance, alerting the people, not just of America, but the world, to the threat of the globalist and their censorship and tyranny. That's why it's so essential today, now more than ever, to share links for InfoWars.com and to also financially support InfoWars.com at the most critical time in our fight by using promo code 1776 at checkout so you get an additional 10% off. These people are coming for your birthright. They're coming for your First Amendment. They admit once they've silenced us, they're coming for you. I'm in your hands, and I'm asking for your support now. You have my commitment to never give up or back down, but I could give out without your support. Thank you for all your past support. I'm encouraging you now to redouble your efforts at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 for an additional 10% off on the already big sales and huge discounts.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour has begun. We're talking about the childhood vaccine mandate. Here's what the Texas Department of Health and Human Services website said as of yesterday. I mean, this image was posted by Brian E. Harrison on Twitter. He says this language is a big problem for after what CDC just did, and it's under the back to school vaccine section on the website. And it originally said back to school means a long to-do list in a short time. That's why it's smart to make an appointment to get your child immunized now, whether heading to kindergarten, junior high, or college. Quote, children need all CDC recommended vaccines. Ask your healthcare provider. But now, if we go to the new or the same page, but recently updated from the Texas Department of Health and Human Services, you see that they have removed that language about the CDC. They say it's smart to get your child immunized, whether heading to kindergarten, junior high, or college. And then the part about all CDC recommended vaccines has been removed. And now it just says ask your healthcare provider about your child's protections. You also have, and everybody more or less has this, and this is all predicated or basically made legal by the Supreme Court rulings that Simon was referencing there, and that is that every state essentially has to give you a ability to avoid vaccines through a exemption of conscience. And so if you go – and all I did was just search, you know, vaccine I can't remember what I searched, but it's vaccine exemption. Yeah, I guess I just searched Texas vaccine exemption school, something like that. It's easy to find. You can search it on Google, and there are links. I just printed out the web page here, but it's facts about school vaccine exemptions for reasons of conscience. They ask, how do I obtain a vaccine exemptions for reasons of conscience for my child? And essentially, you just need to request a writing, and they mail it to you, and you can go and get it notarized or whatever you have to do. They make you jump through a few hoops, but you can avoid any vaccine mandates for public or private school with these waivers. And I believe because of the Supreme Court decisions, it's actually illegal for them to reject you based on this. Do I have that right, Simon?
Unfortunately, not, Harrison. You are correct that the forms exist and that that they're allowing medical and religious exemptions. Unfortunately, the concept of state police powers is that the state government has absolute control over its residents, especially the medical well-being of the resident children, overriding any parent wishes. Mm. And this is specifically to do with vaccinations in both private and public schools. So that first case is Zucht versus King, 1922. And the second one is Prince versus Massachusetts from 1944. And so the real concern is that in states that have exerted state preemption, where you have a Republican governor, and you've seen five come out yesterday saying, we will not do this.
Right.
If the decision as to whether or not this is to be implemented has been delegated to the counties or the individual school districts, as was the case in Texas at the time of that case in 1922, then even if the governor was saying, we don't want you to do this, the independent, keyword independent, school district was saying, well, under the state constitution, you've given us the power to make these decisions for our local people. And we're saying it is necessary, and the Supreme Court backed them up. And that's the problem.
Well, maybe it's different in Texas and other states. I know Texas is, like, they pretty much have to. I know because I've got friends and family that have done it. It might be different in other states. But the point is that you can't just give in to this. And even if you are able to get exemptions, they won't tell you that. All the websites will say, no, you have to do it. They don't tell you about the exemptions, but they are there. So you got to look for them and not give in.
Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep earth crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
You know, it's funny. Whenever Alex Jones goes out of town, you get this dichotomous reaction. Some people feel one way, some people feel another, but a lot of times this one person will feel both ways. They're not happy. Nobody's happy when Alex Jones is not in the chair. Nobody's happy when he takes time off, because we like hearing from him every day. We want to know his take on the current events. So it's like people tune in and go, oh, Alex Jones is out. He's on vacation. Darn it. But he deserves it, and he should really take more vacation. You know, it's always like, dang it, Alex is gone. Shoot, we want to see him. But also, he should really take more vacation because he's overworking himself. So it's sort of this schizophrenic reaction to Alex being gone. But, you know, one of the reasons that he's not able to stay away for an appropriate amount of time, a reasonable amount of time, a time that any other human being would require just to maintain the level of energy and activity that he exhibits on a continual basis. Like, I need my week. I don't do a fourth of as much work as Alex Jones does, but I still need 2 days a week to disconnect from stuff and try to maintain some semblance of mental health. Alex is a bull in this regard and just powers on regardless. But one of the reasons he doesn't take more breaks, and just being totally upfront and honest with y'all, is because Alex Jones brings in a lot of money. People tune in to watch Alex Jones, and they see the commercials and they see the products and decide to try it out. And it allows us to stay on air and allows us to continue to function and operate and actually expand when people go to InfoWarsStore.com and purchase products. And if Alex Jones isn't in the chair, people tune out. They don't watch. They, you know, just don't watch the level that they normally do. And it's a bummer because, you know, Owen Schroyer has really come into his own recently and is in my opinion, you know, maybe I'm not gonna inflate Owen's ego too much. I'm not gonna pump his head up any bigger than it needs to be. But look, the dude's good. But it's just the truth. It's just the fact of the matter that when Alex Jones takes a vacation, people don't support us as much, and it's kind of a bummer. And honestly, if you want him to be able to go on vacations more and take and take care of himself, then we need to not let that happen. And when Alex Jones is out, just double down your support and show that he can take a break. He can take a rest. He doesn't need to be firing on all cylinders at all times for his audience to support him. So please do go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. And it's also my fault. I spent this whole first hour talking, haven't plugged a single time, which is just foolish of me, because we really do need income to stay on air. We really are under massive attack right now, and every dollar is that much more important to us and our survival. So please go to 1776coin.com. Use the promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take advantage of the 1776 super sale. Use the promo code 1776 for an additional 10% off, massive discounts on incredible products, and just to double down and make the purchase right now if you have never before, or if you have before and are thinking about maybe making another order, just go ahead and do it now, if you will, please, just to show Alex Jones that even with him not at the helm, the ship will still sail. And again, that's just us being upfront with you about how this all works. And honestly, it's just like, I wish Alex Jones could take 2 weeks off and go clear his head in Hawaii or something. But if that means that suddenly we're not able to pay our bills, and that's just not possible. And so let's not let that happen. And instead, just go now to InfoWarsStore.com and support us as we give Alex the very well-earned time off that he deserves. And with that, we go out to your phone calls. Nicole in Florida has called in about how to get an exemption to the vaccine mandates. Thanks for calling in, Nicole. You are on the air.
Hello, Mr. Smith. How are you doing?
Hi, good. Thank you.
Good. So I've always been vaccine hesitant, but I used to believe the benefits outweighed the risks, and my oldest two were vaccinated before school, changed my mind, and my youngest just started pre-K. So he had had some of his shots, and all I had to do was go to my local Florida Department of Health, filled out a sheet with his name, birth date, other information. They called me up to the window, and I said, I need a vaccination exemption for going into pre-K. And they looked him up in the system. They said, well, we see he's had a lot of his shots. I was like, yes, he has, but we're not getting any more. And she goes, okay, well, go ahead and have a seat, and I'll have paperwork ready for you in a minute. I thought I was going to have to argue my case, explain why we weren't getting it. Nope, they called me back up. Here you go. They handed me an exemption. I was in and out in less than 20 minutes. I didn't have to pay anything. It was super easy. I wish I had done it with my older two.
Yeah, that's great. So that's how it works in Florida. And again, it is state by state. So yeah, states like Florida and Texas, I guess maybe they're just easier than other states. I know I had friends from California that it was not quite that simple for them, but it can be easy. And again, they'll act like you can't get an exemption. If you go to the website, it'll be like, nope, it's required. So it's totally mandatory. Every child has to get it. They don't have a little thing going, unless you get exempt, in which case all of this means nothing and you can just do whatever you want. Like, they don't tell you that. So you have to be, you have to be the one doing things here. They're not going to spoon feed it to you. They're not going to say you have to get your mandate, or you can fill out this card, your choice. Like, they don't do that. So you have to go and, agitate for this or make it happen yourself. And also, if your school board is making the choice to impose this and mandate it, not provide you an exemption, then you've got to get involved and make a difference on your local level, because that's where these decisions are being made and that's where you can have the biggest effect. So thank you for that, Nicole. Great stuff. Let's go to David in California, because you're also talking about the CDC mandate and how we fight back against that. And I just invoked your state as an example of where it might be more difficult. Thanks for calling in, David. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I'm calling back again. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you.
We talked about the whole my school board candidacy and stuff like that. And after seeing the CDC voting thing that they're trying to push on the children, I, too, am fighting back as best I can with part of my candidacy. It goes back to the parental rights thing. Like you were saying, we need to make sure that our parents are waking up and going and having the due diligence to make sure that they're being a part of their child's lives, as well as not just their educational side, but their medical side as well, because it's their right to do that. And it, like you said, it actually is pretty hard to get the exemption out here. I had to go to a different state to get my exemption, and I've had 9 open heart surgeries, and they keep forcing this thing on me.
I remember you calling in about that. Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, I'm just telling you, I went onto the site the other day when they had that, like, it was like one day left to put in our notes to let them know, hey, no, don't do this. I was able to get in there, able to send that out. So you guys can find me on that list. Definitely here trying to push back. And it's scary.
Yeah.
But being able to, like, they have a survival rate that's even higher than us, and you want to push it on them, doesn't make any sense.
They have a survival rate that is just about as close to 100% as you can possibly get. 99.9997% survival rate for 0 through 19-year-olds. That's the latest numbers that we covered earlier this week. Thank you so much for the call, David. We only have a little bit of time left in this segment. I want to read this thread from Liz Wheeler, since it corresponds to everything that we're talking about here. She says, remember the names of the 15 doctors who voted no conflict yes to put COVID vax on the childhood schedule. A few years down the road, you'll forget them, but they'll be rich from big pharma jobs waiting for them. This is child sacrifice for cash. Here's how it works. Pfizer and Moderna currently have zero liability when their vaccines harm people. This is because the government declared a public health emergency, and because both mRNA vaccines got emergency use authorization, so neither manufacturer is liable for them, which is insane. But what happens when public health emergency is lifted? Well, Pfizer and Moderna would then be liable for harm caused by their jabs, unless the vax qualifies for the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which is also an insane program. It shields vax manufacturers from liability, because once upon a time, vax manufacturers didn't want liability. Quote, I wonder why not. So they threatened the government that they'd stop producing vaccines unless the government took over liability. So government did. Now every vax is subject to a tax, and government uses that tax to pay vax-injured people. And you can learn the entire history of this in the Real Anthony Fauci book by RFK, where they talk about exactly how this process took place and how the liability was, just a mafia move by the pharmaceutical companies. She continues, in order to qualify for the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which would shield Pfizer and Moderna from all liability, then they must be recommended either for kids or pregnant women by the CDC. So what we're seeing is corrupt, evil CDC bureaucrats who will cash out to Big Pharma in 2 or 3 years and enjoy cushy thank you jobs for making it so Pfizer and Moderna are never held accountable for any harms their vaccines cause ever. Unbelievably sick the way these people are playing with your children's lives.
It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall best seller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock, at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com, or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago, but on air 28 years, and I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. but I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, honest America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you, and I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support. Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the New World Order comes after you. Now, I knew that. And for 28 years, I've been on air exposing these people, and together we've had a great effect. But listen, they're coming after us right now. They're trying to shut us down, but they can't beat the power of we the people, of you and I together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible, game-changing products while at the same time keeping us on air. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get an additional 10% off on the deals that are at least 40% off. Many are 50% off on Vitamin Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, you name it. So on top of 50% off, at checkout with promo code 1776 or 1776, an additional 10% off and no favorite points. This is by far the biggest sale of the year. Keeps us on air, plus they're great products. Check them out at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. Tons of calls to go to still. Some pretty good videos to show. I was actually going to show this video earlier and I forgot to, so heck, we'll play it now. Let's go to clip number one, since this is sort of the final stage of the process that I was describing in the first hour, the problem, reaction, solution. The final key to this is, or just like, you know, David Icke predicted back in 2008, practically, you have scarcity, you have collapse, which brings about scarcity, which brings about rationing, which gives the government total control. And what the end stages of this look like, what this might look like, is already taking place in China, where they're continuing their mass experimentation on the populace as to just what they'll put up with and what they can be forced to endure under the name of public health and safety. As World Economic Forum admitted in a recent article, saying COVID-19 was a big test for humanity to see what outrageous, nonsensical, baseless orders they will follow when they're put into a state of total and absolute paralyzing fear. That's what they said. They said, COVID-19 showed us that a lot of things that you didn't think people would do, they would actually do if they were put in a particular situation. And they were saying this, of course, in terms of how do we get people to go along with climate change dictates. It was all a big experimentation. That experimentation continues in China at a pace. So let's go now to clip number one as we see what the end result of this is. Full-on state-enforced lockdown and rationing on a massive scale. Let's watch. So you see a truck going. They've got little tiny bags of food that they're putting through little windows indoors for families that are locked inside. I mean, it looks like nothing more than, you know, lunchtime in the prison isolation unit. So again, that's happening in China. China's entire cities are still locked down to the extent that people are welded inside of their homes and unable to leave their domiciles. And so trucks of rice are being driven around with authorities from the state who are not locked down, by the way. And also, I'm willing to bet a lot of money are not under the same starvation rationing that they're imposing on the rest of the civilians. Drive around and deliver rice, bags of rice, to the people imprisoned inside. So all you have to do is look at the statements of world leaders in Western countries, including people like the guy who was just appointed in the UK as their, like, head economic manager who were quite literally salivating over China and going, man, if only we could do what China did, if only we had the control that China has over their people. They really are the model for the future. They really are the model civilization. So when you wonder what fantasies dance in their minds, it's that. It's state agents going door to door delivering food to the obedient. Stuck in China's COVID lockdown, people plead for food and medical care. I'll plead all you want. Unfortunately, you're in a communistic society where your pleas go unanswered. Ridiculous, but there it is. A little vision into our future if we go the way that the globalists are trying to guide us. With that, we go back out to your phone calls. Terrence in Virginia wants to talk about the vaccine protocol. Thanks for calling in. Terrence, you're on the air.
Yes. First of all, I would like to plug your X2, X3, and your magnesium.
I will allow it.
Okay. And I have two things. First of all, not too long ago, Dr. Karen Madej, he had a potential protocols for the vaccinated, like bathing in Epsom salt, bathing in baking soda, bathing in borax, and or taking bentonite clay capsules, which binds up the metal. And, of course, Google demonized it, and you can find it on DuckDuckGo. And second of all, do you have a pencil? Are you taking notes?
Always.
Are you familiar with Humite Tech?
Say it again.
Humite Tech. HUMAITETH.
No, I'm not.
Well, it is a tech firm. Look, it's based in L.A., and their whole shtick is to resurrect the dead using nanotechnology in 30 years. And guess what? The death shots have nanotechnology in them. And there's also videos on YouTube, and there are articles on, like, DuckDuckGo once again. So what I want to know from you is that is this the goal of scientists all the long was to kill the vaccinated in order to resurrect them at a later time?
Whoa.
Like imitating God breathing a breath of life, resurrecting the dead vaccinated? It's also video, so what are your thoughts?
I hadn't heard of that, but that's creepy. So it's like by vaccinating them, you're priming you're reconfiguring the body to then be able to be resurrected through nanotechnology later. I hadn't heard that, but I'm not willing to rule any level of evil out when it comes to the people in charge right now. But I hadn't heard of that. But yeah, there's a lot of. I mean, all you have to do is search it out. Every once in a while, like, some billionaire will come out and just be like, yes, we are on the cusp of reversing aging and I will live forever. And then, like, the story gets quietly brushed away. The billionaires don't want people to know that they're on the cusp of life extension technology that will give them, you know, permanent life. They want people to think it's cool and, like, but don't think about it too much, because otherwise it becomes obvious what type of world would be required to have such a technology. Again, this is their ultimate goal. It's why there's a spiritual aspect to this, is it's because they quite literally believe that they believe in the Bible. They just believe in the inverse reading of it, that God was keeping Adam and Eve in prison in the Garden of Eden and Satan came to free them, and that everything the serpent told them was true. And that, remember, the serpent is the main promise he gave was that you two will be as gods. And so they literally see themselves as immortal beings. They will live forever and they will have immortality technology that not everybody can have. Not everybody can have it. No, a very small number of people will be immortal. And by serving them and by, you know, being slaves to them, then you perhaps will be gifted with this technology and be able to join their ranks of the immortal. That'll be the ultimate carrot they dangle over humanity as they rule us forever. That's their vision. That's their vision, okay? And here's a story from March 2021 that is becoming increasingly more important. Call for human rights protections on emerging brain-computer interface technologies. As we see more and more stories about brain-computer interfaces, some people at least are calling for some sort of human rights protection in this regard, some sort of protection for the basic function of human beings and our brains to be able to actually operate without outside interference. Because this is all of this agenda is moving us towards transhumanism. You thought transgender bathrooms were bad? Try transhuman bathrooms. Try transdimensional demons ruling the world. And we'll see what the trans agenda truly leads to. We'll be back with more of your phone calls after this. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us, won't you, today? Don't make Alex beg.
We've all heard of interventions with a family member or a friend or a coworker that's on drugs or alcohol and is in a bad place, and they need family and friends to come to their aid and talk to them and get them into rehab. Well, it's the same thing for America and the rest of the world. When it comes to critical vitamins and minerals that your body must have to live, and people don't listen and they don't supplement, it's literally an intervention. I lead an incredibly stressful life. I don't claim to be Mr. Health, but if I wasn't taking products like X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, I could not continue to do what I'm doing today. The energy, the stamina, the libido, the immune system boost is incredible. And despite the fact it's selling out, X3 is 50% off right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a run on iodine happening right now because of the war. We're not selling it for that. We're selling it for what it does for your immune system and your focus and clarity. Get X3 today, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com while supplies last. I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support. Don't let the globalist monsters and their mercenary minions be successful at silencing you. And the globalist number one mission is to silence InfoWars because they rightly see us as one of the main beacons of resistance, alerting the people, not just of America, but the world, to the threat of the globalist and their censorship and tyranny. That's why it's so essential today, now more than ever, to share links for InfoWars.com and to also financially support InfoWars.com at the most critical time in our fight by using promo code 1776 at checkout so you get an additional 10% off. These people are coming for your birthright. They're coming for your First Amendment. They admit once they've silenced us, they're coming for you. I am in your hands, and I'm asking for your support now. You have my commitment to never give up or back down, but I could give out without your support. Thank you for all your past support. I'm encouraging you now to redouble your efforts at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 for an additional 10% off on the already big sales and huge discounts.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and this grief is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Info warriors of all ages, of all races, colors, and creeds, welcome to the last line of human defense. Welcome to the battlefield. We have a lot of videos still to show, lots of stuff still to cover, tons of calls, good Lord, to get to in the next 30 minutes before we welcome in the third hour our guests, Doug Casey, in the first half, talking about the war in Ukraine and the almost inevitability at this point that our leadership gets us into nuclear conflict over that country, and in particular the Kremlin that runs it. And we'll be joined by Piers Corbin, who will be talking about his experience as an outspoken climate realist, climate activist against the nonsensical so-called climate activists that are routinely gluing themselves to paintings and setting themselves on fire in the UK. Total madness. We'll go out to your phone calls momentarily. I got to cover this. And it's almost like I don't cover this as much as I could because I need to cover other things in the show. If I spent all day, every day just covering the embarrassing horror show that is the Biden administration and just Biden himself and his activity and the videos that come out with him doing things, it would be a full-time job. I would not have time to cover anything else ever. When you have Joe Biden rambling like a psychotic as he stumbles around looking like Frankenstein's first abortive attempt at creating a monster. I mean, it's pathetic and embarrassing. It is shameful that our country is actually allowing this to go on. And every single day I could show you videos of Biden's brain in real time breaking down like a 1987, Ford Explorer. Like it's sad. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. It's frankly dangerous. And I'm just covering it now because yesterday Joe Biden went and campaigned for a little barnstorming session for old John Fetterman in Pennsylvania, and it is truly a masterclass in clown world. It is absurdity to a level.
It's pronounced Fetterman.
We don't
like to weight shame anybody here, but what's the over-under on his max weight? What do you think it was?
It's not even the weight. It's the ogre-nish. It's that Shrek is running for –
Okay, hold on. Everybody likes Shrek, though. Shrek's
that's
the man.
That's true.
He's like the opposite of Shrek.
I don't want to besmirch the fine reputation of Shrek.
Shrek is love.
Shrek is love. Shrek is life.
Forgot about that one. That was a good one. Google that.
So we're going to go to this clip now. Is a reporter trying to ask Fetterman a question? Joe Biden went to campaign with Fetterman. Fetterman didn't say a single word. He didn't speak to journalists. He didn't give a speech. He seemingly incapable of doing so. So vote for him, obviously. But again, it's just you've got an ogre and a zombie walking around. I guess it's the Halloween. It's the October surprise in this case is that we're being run by the display section at a Halloween store. We're being run by Spirit Halloween store employees dressed up in their best costumes. I mean, it's Halloweenish. It's horrific. It's truly spooky what's happening with the Democratic Party these days as the who's who of Halloween monsters are campaigning on the trail in Pennsylvania. Let's go to clip 8 here. Reporter tries to ask Fetterman a question. Fetterman runs away, hobbles away, lurches away. I think a lurch is the appropriate way to describe his movement style. That'll be a good name for him, frankly. We'll just call him Lurch from now on. Lurch Fetterman. He lurches away, and then Biden hears what the reporter is saying, and he comes storming over again like a dead-eyed zombie from The Walking Dead, and it frankly sends shivers down your spine. Let's watch this exchange take place, and let's all – say a quiet prayer for the fate of this once great country. Let's watch.
Something like that.
The witches cackle. There's clearly a witch there.
His wife comes to appear with Biden now. Why did you decide to appear together now?
Fetterman scrambling away.
Sir, why don't more candidates want to be seen in public?
Here's the walk. Oh, God, the walk. Oh, God. All right, hold on. Let's pause it right there. Let's pause it because we're going to hear what Joe Biden has to say. But there's just something about the way Joe Biden walks towards somebody when he realizes that they're saying something disparaging to him. We say it all like – I don't want to make Joe Biden seem like he's more capable or respectable or has gravitas that he doesn't deserve. But the dude is clearly like a mafia don. Like he's this smiling. He's always just like got this goofy big smile on his face. But then someone's like, sir, some people are saying that you're not doing that great. What are you? And you just see his smile fade and he gets this just like vicious look in his eye. And you saw it on the campaign trail when he's shoving his finger in people's faces. He just flips a switch to, you know, a uncontrollable jackass in a single second. Jesus Christ.
Have you never seen this one?
I've never seen this one.
Well,
but this is, I mean, but we all see it. The man is a jackass. The man is a entitled jackass of the highest caliber that would just, I mean, you can only imagine what he's like in private because this is the way he is in public. But again, what we see here is he hobbles towards a person that he sees as insulting him.
Hey, fat, how about you do a push-up contest with me right now? Stand.
Dude. Yeah, he's a jack. I mean, and he's just – he's got this just ever so thin veneer of likability and jovialness that just shatters the instant that he receives just the slightest pushback. And what we're seeing right there, it's giving me PTSD flashbacks. I can only imagine what Ashley Biden has to experience. I mean, this is probably what she sees every time she still to this day gets in the shower, this image of her hobbling old dad approaching her, just walking with that step. Time for a shower. Is it Ashley? Mind if I join you? I mean, this must be what she sees in her nightmare, this exact walk. So, okay, enough about the walk. We just, you know, it's his soul emanating and we can feel it. Every good-hearted person in the world flinches when the Frankenstein monster comes to life. So let's see Frankenstein. See that, I guess a better one would be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Except in this case, Mr. Hyde is the real person and Dr. Jekyll is the fake, you know, outfit he puts on in front of the cameras. So again, let's go to this and let's hear the snapping, biting comeback from this sharp and intelligent, the most powerful man in the world has just been told that some Democrats see him as toxic. They don't want him campaigning for them, you know, because of his failures, because he's such a ridiculous, embarrassing failure who is presiding over the collapse of the entire country. So Democrats want to avoid association with him. And that's what this reporter is asking about. Let's hear the biting, snapping, top of the line, most powerful person in the world response from Joe Biden. Let's hear it.
What are you talking about?
Tim Ryan in Ohio said he doesn't want you there. Warnock said wouldn't say. Do you think they're making a mistake?
No, there are 16 there I've already gone in for yet, and a lot more to ask. Another 20 or so. I'm going to be going in.
Yep.
Yeah,
no, just sheer gibberish. Just literal, complete, incomprehensible gibberish. That's what Joe Biden. That's
16, 49, blue 42.
Yeah, remember when Trump took a little bit long to walk down a wet, slippery metal ramp, and there were calls the next day and for months after to get him out of office because he's not mentally capable. Joe Biden just spent 15 seconds and didn't say a single comprehensible word. I mean, what? Well, we can go to it again. Let's go to clip number 7 here. Apparently what he said is, no, there by 16 there I've already gone in for yet and a lot more grass, another 20 or 21, so I'll be going 48. Up there with ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do. Right up there with the greatest quotations of all time. Let's hear again from our President of the United States.
No, there by 16 there I've already gone in for yet and a lot more grass, another 20 or so. I'm going to be going
in. Tim Ryan in Ohio said he doesn't want you there. Warnock said...
This is the guy who's going to get us into nuclear war, folks. Didn't make it through a single word.
One of the ways... ways that your audience, you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes. Infowars.com/crypto.
That will end up as a clip on your show tonight.
Objection.
Your advertisement through your cryptocurrency page.
People care about the First Amendment.
And in the cryptocurrency page.
That's really good. We should
do
a...
Can give you in Bitcoin? Yes.
Yes.
Ethereum? Right?
Yes.
As well as XRP, Monero, Litecoin, USD Coin, Dogecoin, and Stellar.
This is it. Get crypto. Fund InfoWars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Thanks to your donations and your support at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars is able to broadcast free worldwide, combating the lies of the Great Reset.
Get crypto. Fund InfoWars.
Donate now. InfoWars.com/crypto.
X3. It stands for triiodine, or all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know it's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up. We're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
The biggest sale of 2022 is running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products like X3 and Vitamineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus. If you want to boost your body's energy, your stamina, your libido, particularly your immune system, these are the products. And they're all 40 to 50% off. But when you use promo code 1776 at checkout, get an additional 10% off and double Patriot points on your next order. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and experience X3, experience Vitamineral Fusion, experience DNA Force Plus, and so many other great products, and know you're keeping the tip of the spear on air. So again, 1776 is the promo code at InfoWarsStore.com for an additional 10% off. I want to thank you all for your support, because these products aren't just amazing, they also fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Again, thanks for your support. It's a critical fight. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually uncanny. I was just thinking about it during the break. It's not like it's even a stretch to try to find a Halloween monster to correspond with each major Democratic figure. It's like they did it on purpose. Like, you got Biden as the zombie, the brainless zombie. Fetterman is some sort of ogre. He could also be Frankenstein's monster. He certainly has to look for it. His wife looks straight up central casting. She's a witch. I don't know what to tell you. But that woman does hexes. Okay, that's all I'm saying. But like even expanding out, you know, leaving them to decide because they're the people that are in the spotlight in the moment. But looking at the Democratic Party as a whole, it's like you've got Nancy Pelosi as the cackling witch. You've got Kamala Harris as, I guess I'd put her as some sort of Medusa figure, some sort of Gorgon sister, some sort of hag in a swamp. You hear the shrieking. It's like, what is that? The noise from the moors. What could it be? Evil spirits at work. And it's just Kamala Harris cackling. It's just like, stay inside when the moon is full. You've got Chuck Schumer. Do I have to say it? Dude's a vampire. The dude's a vampire. He turns into a bat. He sleeps upside down in a coffin. It's very sad. Pete Buttigieg would be like a creepy ventriloquist doll that comes alive at night.
When you stick your fingers up his butt?
No. When you just – he's the toy that, you know, is up on top of the bureau in your grandparents' house. And every time you look at it, you swear he was looking a different direction last time. You swear he must have moved. It's like a who's who. It is a full-fledged monster mash over at the Democratic Party.
And my question is, are the Democrats like monsters or are the monsters like the Democrats?
You know, it's a good question. It's a metaphysical reality that, you know, our deepest fears embody some real world it's like metaphysical. It's like the things that we're really afraid of, that deeply, intrinsically, evolutionarily we have been programmed to disdain and that disturb us at a deep unconsciously felt level. You know, they reflect real things. So there's a reason things like vampires and werewolves. Who would be the werewolf? They're missing a werewolf. We'll figure out who that is. That'll be our important job here.
Don't overthink it.
Mayorkas, he's got kind of a wolfy look. He's a wereworm. Mayorkas is a wereworm. He turns into a worm. He's always in that half, you know, the halfway where you're transforming from a man into a wolf, but you stop halfway and you're a wolf man. He's like a worm man. He's a wereworm, a lycanthrope of the worm variety. It's Halloween season, folks. Halloween's on the mind. All right, let's just go out to your phone calls here. We've got a lot of stuff still to cover in the third hour with our guests, but we'll save a lot of this for that. And we'll go out to your phone calls now. Andrew in New York is running for Pennsylvania Senate. Oh, thanks for calling in, Andrew. Your state is the topic of discussion now. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
InfoWars.com. Yeah, I think I'd be a better candidate than Dr. Frankenstein, Dr. Oz, or Frankenstein Fetterman. I would take the vaccine off the market. I would have gas and oil. I wouldn't cut any of that. But yeah, I think.
So are you running or are you thinking about running?
I want to be the write-in candidate.
Okay.
I think it'd be a good message for Pennsylvania to elect a New Yorker instead of the lockdown loser Dr. Oz or his science experiment Fetterman.
Oh God, what a sad state of affairs. Yeah, you've got a Turkish guy, an ogre, and some dude from New York. You take your pick. Your state's going down, folks. It's very sad. It's not good. Thanks for that call, Andrew. Let's go to Wayne in Texas. Thanks so much for holding, Wayne. I really do appreciate it. You're calling in about Kanye and Piers Morgan. We showed some videos from that yesterday. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. I just wanted to speak to Piers Morgan's, you know, chutzpah in particular to exalt himself, a fellow English libertine, at Kanye West or Ye West's expense and teach him what an anti-Semite is, getting the history of the English crown as it pertains to anti-Semitism. Mm. They, and what they do is they use these social constructs as abstracts, where they try to teach peoples what they are based upon their external appearances. And I think it's fitting, you know, for the policing these libertines do. It says, but even I'm perplexed when he bootlegs for the English crown and he's compelled to teach him what a Jew is, not based on the inward appearance, you know, with the circumcision of the heart, but rather the outward. If you go back to the English history of the crown under, like, Longshanks, for instance, with the Edict of Expulsion and the dissemination of yellow badges, whose exiling of the Jews lasted for 300 years, from 1290 to, like, the times of Oliver Cromwell, and then, you know, their implementation of the very first concentration camp ideas in South Africa under the Second Boer War. I mean, just the arrogance, the sheer arrogance of this guy. It's mind blowing, man. And I consider, you know, Ye West a champion of the people. And I do believe God's word's in him, and he is moved and inspired by the Holy Ghost. And as a champion, just like Alex and you and Owen and Christy, you know, it's our job when we have God's word in us to cover people with it, you know, and to get out and do some blocking and tackling ourselves. And man, Ye West doesn't deserve that. You know, a Jew is one inwardly, and they come in all different colors, shapes and sizes. But, you know, it's like Ye West said in his interview, you know, this is a man who, you know, everybody is telling them what a black man is, you know, and has in history. And he's saying, hey, as an American, a black man in America, we don't have a common language that we brought here. You know, we're speaking English, you know, a language made up of, you know, a universal language of different peoples. You know, we have founders of this country like Booker T. Washington and Frederick Douglass, you know, and they don't have a face on Mount Rushmore, yet they said things that have profoundly impacted the founding of our nation as we know it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, I completely agree. And I'm loving what you're saying. Just to emphasize what, you know, one of your points, Ye actually did a video. I don't know if I played it on air. I don't think I did. But, you know, he basically says sort of similar to like what Alex Jones says. He's like, dude, I've got my songs. I'm set for life. I'm a billionaire. I could go and just sit on a beach in Hawaii for the rest of my life and have no problems and not have any trouble, and nobody would come at me. Nobody would bother me, and my life would be great, and I could do that. But I'm on a mission from God here, and basically he's taken what he's been giving – taking what he's been given and the skills and talents and wealth and power that he's been given and trying to make a positive difference in the world and suffering from it. So I think there's a lot very, very admirable about that. And of course he's bucking the system. And I was thinking about it. It seems to me like what'll happen to Kanye West, the same thing that'll happen to Joe Rogan. There's a liberal fatwa against him. They will be outraged by him for a while. They'll attempt to smear his reputation, but he's popular enough and he's good enough at what he does. And he's got enough fans that eventually they'll decide that they're not going to win this war of attrition, and they'll move on and just start to ignore him rather than outright battle him. I think that's going to be the path that it takes, same that it did with Joe Rogan. That, or they are going to kill him, like he said. So I guess those are the options. We got time for one more phone call here. Let's go to Groovy Boy in the United States. Wants to talk about Boston University creating a virus. Thanks so much for holding, Groovy Boy. You are on the air.
Hello, Harrison. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Great. So from what I've read, Boston University creates a virus with an 80% kill rate. But not only that, they created a virus with a 100% kill rate, and they dialed it down to 8.
Oh.
So my question is, why are my tax dollars going to that? I don't want to kill people. Why are these people doing research and death?
It's a great question. It's a great question. Why is the federal government – why does it even exist? Why is our money going towards Ukraine? Why is it going towards virus labs performing gain-of-function research in suboptimal conditions around the world? Why are we paying billions of dollars to Pfizer and giving them liability? Why are there states having to fight the CDC?
We're foolish enough to fall for it.
Yeah, we should – I mean, honestly, like, the GOP governors are like, we will not listen to the CDC. Why don't we just stop listening to the federal government entirely? What benefit do they have for us? Why are we a part of this union when it's not a union? It's an exploitation scheme that benefits them entirely. We'll be back on the other side with the third hour, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going
to
go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the Globalists 30 years ago, but on air 28 years, and I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, to redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Third hour has begun here on American Journal. Remember, you support everything we do here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Go purchase yourself a supplement. Find out what it can do for you and experience the power of InfoWars in both our information and our supplements. We are the real deal. Please do support us. I'm going to go now to a video, a speech by a coalition of MEPs, members of European Parliament, talking on the EU floor about the continual scandal or the continuing scandal that is unraveling and unrolling after the Pfizer corporation admitted that they never tested for transmission. This is a little hiccup that's not going away anytime soon, and it looks like members of European Parliament are taking this very seriously and approaching it with all of the severity it deserves. Let's go now to clip number five.
We're pleased to have hold another press conference today because of the events unfolding after the committee session of last Monday, when our colleague, who I hope will still be able to join us this morning, asked Pfizer a question, and the answer was really what made the news. Put in a nutshell, the cat is out of the bag. It was a gigantic lie, what they told us, that these vaccines would prevent you catching this virus or would prevent transmission. Well, none of that was true, as it turns out. And based on that lie, all of the mandates, all of the lockdowns, all of the non-pharmaceutical measures, as wearing masks, staying at home, curfews, all of that was based on that gigantic lie. And yet, they will not acknowledge it. No, they just go ahead with whatever they want to do with us. I would like to point out a couple of things from the EU Commission's action plan, EU response to COVID-19, preparing for autumn, winter 2023. As you might have guessed, the focus, of course, is still on these hazardous mRNA injections. Well, that's not surprising here. They would like to implement and coordinate effective communication initiatives and strategies to promote uptake of additional injections and complete the primary series of those who have not even begun yet, the unvaccinated. So once again, a particular group of a population is being targeted. And, yeah, well, that's what they're trying to do. They would like to increase vaccine confidence by debunking myths and disinformation. Well, who is spreading the myths and the disinformation? It is EU Commission. It is the pharmaceutical companies. It is governments, especially in the Western democracies. They are the ones spreading the myths and the disinformation. They are the ones telling people lies. For what? So their pharmaceutical companies make profits and profits and profits. And the risks? Well, guess what? You, the taxpayers, you will be left with the risks. And then, of course, they want to target, and that they specifically say that, target hard-to-reach population groups. Well, I guess in that instance, they are actually talking about me. Yes, I am a hard-to-target, a hard-to-reach a population group because I saw through their lies from the get-go. I'm still unvaccinated, and I will remain unvaccinated. I will not inject a poisonous substance into my body, point blank. So go ahead and try to target me. Good luck with that. Then, of course, they go on with the gaslighting, labeling vaccine hesitancy, this is what they call it, as anti-Western and anti-EU. Can you believe
right, folks,
this?
That is Christine Anderson, MEP, member of European Parliament. That's just part of a seven-minute speech she gave absolutely savaging the COVID industrial complex. We'll put that full video up on band.video under the American Journal channel. We'll be back on the other side with Doug Casey to talk about the folly and madness of war with Russia over Ukraine. Stay with us, folks. You're not going to want to miss the next 30 minutes.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it was run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal has begun. I am your host, Harrison Smith. My guest right now is Doug Casey, best-selling author, world-renowned speculator, and libertarian philosopher. Doug Casey has garnered a well-earned reputation for his insights into politics, economics, and investment markets. The website where you can find his work is internationalman.com. You can also go to caseyresearch.com. Thank you so much for joining us today, Doug.
Pleasure, Harrison. Thank you.
Well, the pleasure is all mine, and honestly, I'm just so happy that this article exists. It's from October 12th, 2022. It's an interview with you from the International Man. You can find it at internationalman.com. Doug Casey on the likelihood of nuclear war with Russia. And it really feels like this is a glass of water in a desert. It's truth and reason and responsible speculation in a world just awash with people who are seemingly desperate to get us into nuclear war. You make a lot of good points in this, but you start off talking about the pipeline, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that was hit, and basically how absurd it is to even suggest that it would be Russia behind it. And you talk about how Russians and Germans would essentially have to punish the U.S. if it did turn out that there was evidence that we did it. What do you think the likelihood is that it comes out that America was responsible for this attack?
Well, I think the odds that America, or I shouldn't say America, actually, I don't call the United States America anymore. America was a wonderful idea. unique in the world's history. But at this point, we're just in the United States, which is just another 200 nation states in the world. So what are the chances that the U.S. is in back of this? I'd say extremely high. We have the motive to do it, to punish Putin, who's become the new Adolf Hitler lookalike in the world. Mm-hmm. We have the opportunity to do it, and we have the means to do it. And when you're investigating a crime, those are the three things that you look at when you're going for suspects. So chances are excellent. This whole war in the Ukraine, it's being backed by the Biden regime at this point. So that this is an act of war, actually, and not just against the Russians, because the Americans have been acting as if we own the Nord Stream pipelines. Well, we don't. It's a joint venture between Germany and Russia. They own it. So I think the odds that we destroyed their property are very high, and that will be determined. We'll find out who did it, and if it's the U.S. is going to be asked to pay compensation for it, or worse, because it's actually an act of war.
Right. Yeah, no, I completely agree, and that's the same approach we take on this show, is investigating this like a murder, and I've used exactly the same terminology, means, motive, and opportunity, and it becomes obvious what the outcome is. And again, this article, I have to point people to it. Internationalman.com is where you find it, and the whole thing is just chock full of, you know, it's brilliant, but it's like, I can't believe this is one of the only places where I see this type of reasoning. You don't see this on mainstream media. It doesn't seem like anybody's interested whatsoever in approaching this with any idea of peace. It's all pushing for war. And you actually say the chances of war between NATO and Russia are extremely high. Instead of talking about getting rid of Putin, the world would be better off if they got rid of Zelensky. I have to agree with you, but can you elaborate on that thought a little bit?
Yeah. This whole thing in the Ukraine, and I call it the Ukraine, not Ukraine, incidentally, because it's historically always been called the Ukraine. It means borderline. It's never been a real country until Lenin designated it as a separate country. So
right.
Called the Ukraine to start with. But look, up until 2014, the government in Kiev was basically a Russian puppet. Then, with the so-called Maidan Revolution, it was replaced with an EU-American puppet. And at the same time, most people seem oblivious to this fact, the new Ukrainian government launched a war against these two provinces, Donetsk and Lugansk, called the Donbas, who had seceded from the Ukraine. So the Ukraine has been fighting an aggressive war against two secessionist provinces for about 7 years now.
Right.
And all of this has been backed by the U.S. and NATO. And I've got to say, incidentally, that NATO itself, I know this might shock some of your listeners, NATO itself should have been abolished when the Soviet Empire fell in 1991.
Sure.
Since it's just a provocation and it serves no useful purpose, because Russia is not a threat to anybody. It amazes me when people talk about it as a threat. It's basically a gas station with an attached gun store in the middle of a wheat field. It's economically speaking, it's got about the power of the state of Florida in terms of GDP. It's actually quite ridiculous. We have a clack of warmongers in Washington, D.C., that actually might start World War III, because one thing the Russians do have is nuclear weapons.
Yeah, and they seem to be driving headlong towards just outright war with them. Again, never even suggesting that there be a debate or that we actually have war aims and that this have some sort of reason for happening. It's just if you talk about peace, you are a Putin puppet. That's the talking point. That's what they say. So shut up about all this peace nonsense. We're going to war. I mean, that's the attitude that you get. And as you bring up, they bring up this specter of the Soviet Union. And how bizarre is it that they're like saying he wants to reform the Soviet Union. Soviet Union wasn't bad because it was Russian. It was bad because it was communist. And the people who run our countries right now are literally imposing communism to the extent of like expropriating farms from farmers to repurpose the land. So the World Economic Forum and the Western European American hegemony is pushing communism and then bringing the specter of communism up when it comes to the Soviet Union. I mean, how does this make sense to people? Does it make any sense?
Look, it makes no sense unless you look at it in a longer term historical context. The people in control in Washington now are, I call them Jacobins. They're exactly the same people psychologically and philosophically as the people that controlled France after the French Revolution. These are the people with guillotines. And, they're very, very dangerous people. They're psychologically and politically speaking the same kind of people that took over Russia in 1917, or for that matter, took over China in 1949 and went into the Great Cultural Revolution and so forth. It's a certain psychological type. And look, I've got to say that I'm generally opposed to any political people. Why? Because there are two types of people in the world. People that like to control the physical world and move atoms and materials and create things. And there are other people that like to control people. And they're the ones that get into government. And that's who's in charge right now in Washington, D.C. there. Very, very dangerous people.
Dangerous for all of us. And here as we go to break, I'll finish up just reiterating what you're saying and reemphasizing it with a quote that you said in this article from The International Man, which, again, I cannot suggest people read enough. I really – this whole thing is full of stuff like this. But you say, again, once people reach a high level in government, it's proof, ipso facto, that they're sociopaths. Many are narcissistic and power-hungry psychopaths. You don't get the best and brightest walking the halls of Mordor or the Death Star. We really are in a sci-fi fantasy world where these archons of absolute evil are pulling the levers of power and seem to be gleefully leading us into absolute and total atomic destruction. And we're talking about it with Doug Casey. We'll be back on the other side to talk a little bit more. Internationalman.com, CaseyResearch.com is where you find it. Don't go anywhere, folks. More with Doug Casey on the other side. GoodInfoWarsStore.com to support this show.
I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support.
Why don't we talk about cryptocurrency?
Okay.
Because one of the ways that you encourage your audience to give you money is in cryptocurrency donations, right?
Yes.
And you have a page on your website that's just for cryptocurrency donations, right?
Infowars.com/crypto.
Is that a little advertisement just there?
Well, we're fighting the deep state. We need
okay.
money.
All right. This is it. Give crypto. Fund Infowars. Sponsor us with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, right? that will end up as a clip on your show tonight. Okay. You're advertised as for your cryptocurrency page.
You know, I mean, people want to keep us in the fight. So I hope whoever the big whales are, they'll give us money before we keep doing it.
We'll just keep minting money as you're in this courtroom.
Objection, Judge.
All right, let's move on.
No, no.
And
people care about the First Amendment.
Don't let the globalist monsters and their mercenary minions be successful at silencing you. And the globalists' number one mission is to silence InfoWars because they rightly see us as one of the main beacons of resistance, alerting the people, not just of America, but the world, to the threat of the globalists and their censorship and tyranny. That's why it's so essential today, now more than ever, to share links for InfoWars.com and to also financially support InfoWars.com at the most critical time in our fight by using promo code 1776 at checkout so you get an additional 10% off. These people are coming for your birthright. They're coming for your First Amendment. They admit once they've silenced us, they're coming for you. I am in your hands, and I'm asking for your support now. You have my commitment to never give up or back down, but I could give out without your support. Thank you for all your past support. I'm encouraging you now to redouble your efforts at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 for an additional 10% off on the already big sales and huge discounts.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason you've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. My guest is Doug Casey, best-selling author, world-renowned speculator, and libertarian philosopher. The website where you can find the article that we're referencing a lot here, you can find it at internationalman.com. And the title of that article is Doug Casey and the Likelihood of Nuclear War with Russia. I also want to make you aware that Doug Casey has a podcast that he does. It's available on YouTube. You can search Doug Casey's Take. That's the name of it, Doug Casey's Take on YouTube. That's where you find his podcast, where you get him dispensing his wisdom on a regular basis. He also has three novels available now, the first three in a seven-part series. They're called Speculator, Drug Lord, and Assassin. Just search Doug Casey's name on Amazon. You can purchase them there or at Hydrone Books. So thank you so much again for being here with us, Mr. Casey. And again, I think just hearing a reasonable and peace-minded interpretation of the events in Ukraine right now is such a breath of fresh air. It's a shame that it really is this way. Just on that topic, why do you think it is that we don't have more people like yourself talking about the concerns that Russia has and the reasons that the Ukraine war is really happening? I mean, it seems like aside from alternative media that, you know, people like us, mainstream media is completely devoid of any nuanced discussion whatsoever about this conflict. It's all propaganda. Maybe that's the explanation right there. But what do you why do you think it is that more people like yourself aren't standing up and speaking out against this mindless conflict in Ukraine?
I actually think that the world has been gripped by a mass psychosis. The best comparison I can make would be the witch hunts of the late 17th century, the climax in Salem, where people are just thinking irrationally. Now, why is this going on today? The average guy is trying to keep body and soul together, pay his mortgage, pay for his car, and getting by. And the average guy today doesn't know anything other than what he hears on mass media. Right. And it's a never-ending drumbeat of the people that are in control of the apparatus of the state. At this point, the Bidenistas, through channels like MSNBC and CNN and the others, and they keep hearing the same thing. And if you say something enough times, they tend to believe it. And before this, most people could not even find the Ukraine on a map.
Right.
But now everybody's got an opinion on it. First and foremost, that Vladimir Putin is the most evil man in the world today, which is not true. Of all the leaders in Europe, and I don't support any of them, incidentally.
Right.
I mean, frankly, he's actually the coolest head and the most rational and the most reasonable, which is, I say this type of thing and people are thunderstruck to hear that anybody even says an opinion like that. Well, everybody just says the same thing and repeats it and goes on.
Well, if they think that's ridiculous, they must not be actually listening to the people themselves. Because if you listen to a speech from Putin, little spoonerism for you there, it's obvious that he is very thoughtful and forthright about what he wants to accomplish and what he's doing. And then you listen to responses, and we play them on this show, from people like the Prime Minister of Estonia or the Prime Minister of Finland. And their response is hard-headed. Absolute. It's Putin must be destroyed, and that's the end of the discussion. And then they walk away. I mean, these people are not thoughtful. These people are not taking a nuanced view of anything. They are hardline psychopaths that are driving us towards nuclear conflict, and that's obvious from their own speeches. But sticking on that topic for a second, Putin's we've played Putin's speeches here. We've showed the translations. We've talked about what he's actually saying and the things he's actually putting forward when it comes to America and the way we act as a hegemony and the way that we're pushing our really destructive and, to a lot of people, disgusting ideals on unwilling populaces around the nation. That message resonates with a lot of other countries, and it seems like Putin is using the actions of America and highlighting what we do that's wrong to build a coalition against us. Why do you think what he's saying is so effective?
I think that the West has actually been taken over by the kind of people that populate the World Economic Forum. And all of the world leaders, both political and economic and cultural, they like to get together there, and they tend to share the same values. They've gone to the same schools. They have the same beliefs. They have the same economic interests. And it's actually a rather supranational in that regard. It's quite amazing, because the World Economic Forum is much more powerful than the United Nations,
right?
Which, incidentally, is an organization that serves no useful purpose anymore. It really should be abolished. It's just a club for high government officials to live high off the hog in New York and blather at each other. But listen, I don't believe in politics as a way for people to relate to each other, because politics is all about coercion.
Right.
And I don't believe in a civil society should limit coercion, not idealize it and concretize it in the form of an all-powerful state. Most people don't realize that in the days when America was America, the U.S. government, in fact, governments at all levels, took about 5% of the economy. At this point, it's about 50% of the economy,
right,
and growing. So it's funny. There are more communists in American universities, which incidentally nobody should go to. Intellectually disastrous. There are more communists in American universities today than there are in all of Russia. It's completely backwards and perverse.
Right. And again, it just highlights the absurdity of framing modern Russia as the Soviet Union that must be fought against, when the reality is the ideology of the Soviet Union was outsourced, and through the Long March and the demoralization campaign that we're all very aware of has implanted itself in America and at the you know, chief seat, the throne of the Western hegemony. We're running out of time here, so let me just open up the floor to you for your last thoughts. We have about a minute left, but is there any way that we can extricate ourselves from the coming conflict?
Yeah, very easily. Stop supporting Zelensky. Stop supporting the Ukraine. Advise them to give the Donbas provinces and Crimea to Russia, because they actually historically belong to Russia.
Right.
And the problem go away. And stop pushing Ukraine to join NATO. In fact, work to abolish NATO at this point. So that's what should be done. Will it be done? I doubt it. So we're actually sleepwalking towards World War III. It would be a nuclear war, maybe. Might be a cyber war. Might be a biological war.
The one thing we know it will be is entirely destructive and entirely without purpose. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Casey. We're going to have you on again soon and for even longer. I've really enjoyed this conversation. I think people will enjoy hearing your insight more at internationalman.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back in just a minute. That, again, is Doug Casey. Doug Casey's Takes on YouTube.
X3. It stands for triiodine, or all three types of iodine that the body needs to be healthy and survive and thrive. It boosts your libido, your energy, your stamina, your immune system. X3 is the ultimate iodine product on the market. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So many of you are on the fence. You know our information is powerful. You know it's changed the world. Try the products at InfoWarsStore.com and start with X3 triiodine. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. An aspirin kicks in 30 minutes. Tylenol kicks in 30 minutes. This kicks in about 2 weeks on average. You need to experience it. Don't wait. You'll be impressed. InfoWarsStore.com, X3.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com, or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world, because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless, and good luck.
Once a tragedy reaches a level of national significance, American citizens should be allowed to basically question that event in any way that they deem fit.
The First Amendment is unique in the world. That's what they want to take away, your ability to speak freely.
So they're going to go for Mike Lindell next. Or are they going to go for Steve Bannon? Or are they going to go for Tucker Carlson?
I studied the globalists 30 years ago, but on air 28 years. And I knew they were planning all of this. And I warned the public as a modern Paul Revere. But I couldn't have done it without your support. And now, because we've been so successful warning the population of the planet, not just America, we're public enemy number one when it comes to the globalist agenda. That's why it's more important than ever to realize how successful InfoWars has been because of your past support. So I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you now, at the critical juncture of the battle, redouble your efforts by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting amazing products that keep us on air. 1776 is the promo code. The destination is InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you all for your support.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. So glad you're here with us. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us and everything that we do here as we continue to be ahead of the curve on so many things. One of the things that Alex Jones was ahead of the curve on years before anybody else. I remember watching Alex Jones and thinking, why is he going on and on about this climate change stuff? Why is he so concerned about global warming? Don't we all want to save the Earth? Well, how foolish was I? Now here we are 10 years after Alex started talking about it, 20 years maybe after Alex started talking about it, and we see the way that the climate change agenda is being utilized to really rob the rights and ability for people to live freely and be productive members of an open society. All of that's being taken away under the excuse of climate change, and it's getting to a crisis point, ironically. With me to discuss this phenomenon is Piers Corbin, a well-known climate scientist who's been challenging the illegitimate consensus on anthropomorphic climate change since the early 90s. If you'd like to educate yourself in the debate of the impact of man-made climate change, you can visit weatheraction.com. That, again, is weatheraction.com. Another website to find his work is stopnewnormal.net. That's stopnewnormal.net. Thank you so much for joining us, Piers.
Brilliant. It's great to be here.
Well, it's very good to have you. Let's just lay down the groundwork. How did you get involved in this, and where are we now? I mean, how far down the rabbit hole have we traveled into this climate change conundrum?
Well, we've gone a long way. I first got involved in the early 90s, because I was doing long-range weather forecasting, and I was approached by people who were going on about CO2 and said that they said to me, would I support their campaigns, because if I did, it would help my other campaigns to support free transport, you know. Mm. And I said, well, I don't need to support anything else if I want free transport. So, you know, I was a bit puzzled. I didn't do much about it. And then I realized after we'd set up weatheraction.com, long-range forecasters, that they were talking complete lies. Mm. Because the reality is, and I was present when the first results were announced in the Royal Astronomical Society, announced from Ice Core data that carbon dioxide levels in the world follow changes in temperature, not the other way around. So the whole basis of their claims was actually not backed up by any real data. And all their theories, when you examine them, are actually complete hocus-pocus and fake science. If you want to know more, come to weatheraction.com and download our scientific paper that goes into details on this.
And this is one of the things that they do, is they just sort of make these claims that say 99.9% of all scientists in the world believe that anthropomorphic climate change is real and an existential crisis. I mean, they just make these sweeping claims about beliefs that anthropogenic, whatever the term is. But they just make these claims that just insist that everybody believes this, and anybody who doesn't is the insane outlier. How did they get – I mean, how are they doing this? How are they pulling the wool over everyone's eyes such an extent?
Yeah, they are pulling the wool over people's eyes. Of course, the first thing to know when you grab an opinion poll, that is not science. I mean, 99% of people might believe many things, but they could all be wrong, completely all wrong. Now, I've said things which no one believed with, no one agreed with when I started long-range weather forecasting. And in fact, it turned out to be I was right, because I've done long-range forecasting. We have proven skill. On this issue of the 97%, it's a fiction, and it's explained a bit in this pamphlet. Trying to move, not where I want it to. Oh, there we are. You can download this on weatherexpert.com. There, you see, we point out that this 97%, so forth, is based on a review of scientific papers with a headline, Global Warming, on them. The implication being that if they said global warming in there or something about CO2 in the abstract, that they were people agreeing, had evidence on climate change. But in fact, only 0.3% of those papers actually said that they thought that man was responsible for more than 50% of any climate changes. So the papers that just put CO2 or man-made or some combination of those in the headline in order to get money. That's all it's about. So really, the correct thing would be, well, 99% of scientists who studied it have not agreed that man is causing climate change. Then the pamphlet goes on into a lot more detail, basically loads of graphs, and you can see that reality is that CO2 levels follow changes in temperature. That is borne out by 20,000 data. And there's various other things in there. For example, the theory that CO2 up in the upper atmosphere warms down below, of course, is insane because it's colder in the upper atmosphere. We accept, and it's quite right, that carbon dioxide absorbs and emits radiation more than the rest of the atmosphere. The molecules. But you see, that means the extra CO2 up in the higher atmosphere will radiate some downwards, but the extra CO2 at ground level radiate upwards. And there's more going to come from the lower level because it's warmer though. So the net effect is actually going to be an exit of radiation. So the whole claims are just complete utter nonsense. And there are more advanced claims of man-made climate change, which you deal with in the pamphlet, and they're also big nonsense, and there's no evidence for any of them whatsoever.
And the crazy thing is, you know, the claims that you are mentioning here, it's not just that the claims are wrong. They seem to all be inversions of the truth. I'd actually never heard that instead of CO2 causing...
They're complete inversions of the truth. How do they get away with this? Well, just repeating propaganda. You see, I was actually puzzled when I first came across these global warming people, because I don't know, why are they bothered about this? It's nonsense they're talking, and who cares anyway? But the reason is, it's a big ideological, it's a new religion for the World Economic Forum, or the New World Order, or I would say the New World Tyranny, because it's used to justify anything. And I think it's fair to say, your intro, that through this, they'll take away all our rights. Mm-hmm. We have this leaflet here where we point out that zero carbon equals end of your rights.
Right.
Zero carbon equals zero rights.
Yeah, you are the carbon they want to reduce. I think that's a popular saying, and for a good reason.
And of course, you see, carbon dioxide is the gas of life. Historically, in geological time, of course, there was a lot more CO2, and life abounded. I mean, incredible. The bounteousness of life in prehistoric times was amazing. You know, dinosaurs, growth of things so rapid that they were depositing coal measures, which we have now. And, you know, this was all from CO2, the gas of life, and the reduction of CO2 by life on Earth. And now we've got very low levels of CO2. We've only got 0.04%. But most of these people that stick themselves on roads haven't a clue. In fact, none of them that I've interviewed understand why they're there. You ask them what percentages there are in CO2 in the atmosphere, most of them don't know. Some of them do know, And they say it's a lot. Well, it's called 400 parts per billion. Parts per million. Well, that isn't much at all, but it's dressed up. 400 sounds bigger than four, you know. Right. I mean, it's presentation to the point of dying.
It's totally absurd, and these people are psychological. I mean, they're psychopathic about this. We were showing videos for our television viewers of the way they're showing it. I'm sorry, we have to go to a commercial break here in just a second. We'll be back on the other side with more from Piers Corbin, and we have just all sorts of things to cover when it comes to climate change, the absurdity of the science, so-called, that they're using to base this on, the insane actions of the protesters who seem to operate with complete impunity as they commit crimes in...
They're allowed to do it. If we did what they
do,
we'd all be in prison.
Oh, we'd all have knees on our neck, and yeah, we never see the light of day again. They get away with it, and they get billions of dollars from the oil companies. We'll cover that story on the other side. More with Piers Corbin when we get back.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at GiveSendGo for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up. We're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest sale of 2022 is now live at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the InfoWars Store Super Sale. 40 to 50% off all products in the store. Survival Shield X3, sold out for almost 6 months. Back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. Physic Magnesium, both of the highest quality types of magnesium. Nobody else has got that. 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, highest quality, 50% off. Super Mel Vitality, Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. It goes on and on. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 40% off. Vaslobeach, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. You need to do this for your immune system this fall and winter. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. Thank you for your support. The only way you lose is not going to InfoWarStore.com and getting 40 to 50% off on all these amazing products. I am extremely honored to be seen by the globalists as their number one enemy. I am blessed to know that our information is so hardcore that the enemies of humanity are obsessed with silencing us. They know if the truth about their globalist operations is exposed, it's game over. And all over the planet, humanity is awakening and peacefully fighting back. And our main tool is free speech and the truth we promote using free speech. That's why when you share articles and videos from Band.Video or InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, it changes the world. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products that empower you and your body and your immune system and that of your family, you're also empowering the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. The fight starts at InfoWars.com, and the support of the fight starts at InfoWarsStore.com. God bless, and thank you all for your support. Don't let the globalist monsters and their mercenary minions be successful at silencing you. And the globalist number one mission is to silence InfoWars because they rightly see us as one of the main beacons of resistance, alerting the people, not just of America, but the world, to the threat of the globalist and their censorship and tyranny. That's why it's so essential today, now more than ever, to share links for InfoWars.com and to also financially support InfoWars.com at the most critical time in our fight by using promo code 1776 at checkout so you get an additional 10% off. These people are coming for your birthright. They're coming for your First Amendment. They admit once they've silenced us, they're coming for you.
I am in your hands, and I'm asking for your support now. You have my commitment to never give up or back down, but I could give out without your support. Thank you for all your past support. I'm encouraging you now to redouble your efforts at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776 for an additional 10% off on the already big sales and huge discounts.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Piers Corbin, climate scientist. He's been challenging the illegitimate consensus on anthropogenic climate change since the early 90s. You can go to weatheraction.com to find the pamphlets and the printouts and all the information you need to counteract the disinformation coming from the climate extremists and their bizarre, as Mr. Corbin rightly puts it, religion of climate change. And like I was saying at the end of the last segment, there's a lot of ways to go in this conversation because there's so much absurdity, just layer upon layer of nonsense that we're constantly being smothered under at this point. Let me just ask you, since you're there in the UK, Drax power plant is one of the things I harp on about on this show all the time. Burning trees, chopping down old growth forests in British Columbia and Virginia in the Americas, shipping it across the ocean to be ground down into pellets and burned for fuel. And they call this carbon neutral. I mean, if nothing illustrates the absurdity of climate madness, I don't think anything illustrates it better than that. Well, what's your take on these solutions?
Completely right. I mean, the energy used in transporting that across the Atlantic Ocean is insane. Right. I mean, it is absolutely mad. Look, if you want to burn forests, then the best one is to use the dead forests, i.e. coal measures. And there's loads of coal still under the United Kingdom. So it should be just dug up and used. And it can be done in a non-polluting way. You know, modern power stations can remove all smoke. So it's no way bad. In fact, you know, if you're burning wood, it's more difficult because there's lower temperatures. So it's insane what they're doing. And the net effect of it is, of course, weakening the world economy, which is what the World Economic Forum wants and their new world order, or correct, called new world tyranny. So we have to resist all the climate lies, all the climate religion, and go for self-reliance of every country on energy sources. Well, some will have to import things, of course, but, you know, the United Kingdom could be self-reliant.
And that's the, you know, it is insane. I mean, insane is the only word for it, but these people that are doing it aren't insane. So there's only two options, really. They either are completely insane and they're doing the opposite of what would actually help because they're just mad, or they're doing it on purpose for some different reason, right? Because obviously if they're actually trying to stop pollution and everything they're doing is creating more pollution, they either are insane or they have a hidden agenda that they're actually pursuing that I think you're aware of and I'm aware of. And hopefully now everybody's becoming aware of it because they're basically being open about it.
And, of course, this is going into all politics. I mean, the Just Stop Oil, insane people who are desecrating works of art, you know, in the same as name and save the planet, are, you know, they have to be stopped. You see, if we did that in the name of stopping, you know, taking away of our rights in the name of COVID or something, we'd be arrested straight away. I've been arrested 15 times just for simply, you know, protesting in a peaceful way. And to find out more about that, you can follow me on Twitter as well, at Real Piers Corbin. I've got another website, lettheuklive.com, which is directly related to Stop. So do those things. But, you know, the key message of the World Economic Forum is you will own nothing and you will be happy. Right. Well, frankly, don't think people will be happy owning nothing. But, you know, this is this propaganda they want, and they want to change human nature. I mean, all this transhumanist agenda, transsexualism, is part of moving towards that. And that as well has to be opposed. I mean, you know, I stand up in places and say, look, men are men, women are women. And I get called a Nazi.
Right.
This is insane. This is absolutely insane. But, you know, we in Britain, under Let the UK Live, are campaigning along with others in the very big, okay, well, we've had a million on the streets last year, to stop all the tyranny coming from the world economy and demand accountability. That is the choice between everybody now. It's accountability locally or world tyranny. And the reason we've got this utter chaos in the British Parliament now isn't just because our MPs are stupid and incompetent and corrupt. It's because the World Economic Forum is manipulating that and telling us about it. See, they're telling us the truth about our own. They don't tell us the truth about climate or about viruses, but they want us to know our politicians are bad so they can replace them. This happened in Germany before the war. Hitler replaced incompetent, corrupt politicians, bringing order. Ein Ordnung. Order he brought. Well, he bought other things too, but of course he sold it to his people in the name of order. And the World Economic Forum wants to do the same. So don't trust anything they say. Support democratic processes. Get rid of the politicians you have, but demand accountability from you.
You know, it's so fascinating. Yeah. Before we had you on the show, I was interviewing Doug Casey about the war in Ukraine. And at the end of the conversation, he said almost exactly what you just said about the division between accountability and, you know, due process and the democratic process that takes place where people actually get their views and their ideas reflected in their leadership versus the World Economic Forum, totally unaccountable, totally unquestionable, by fiat dictation from on high, from corporate masters. It's amazing that this spans all of these topics. You're right, from COVID to climate to the war in Ukraine, it's all part of the same movement. And yeah, as you mentioned, you've been arrested many, many times for your protesting against the COVID lockdown measures, which we all recognize now were pointless and hugely damaging. Talk a little bit more, if you would, sir, about the connection between climate and COVID and how they're both being used as an excuse to enslave us.
Yes. Well, if you like, basically, the New World Order has got six legs listed on this little leaflet you can download on those sites. We say stop the virus con, stop the climate con, stop the war con. That is using whatever's happening in Ukraine to justify energy shortages, price rises, everything. Right. But of course, oil doesn't come from Ukraine. It's all nonsense, okay? Halt all the jab programs. The jab programs are injuring and killing people. Right. They should all end now. We have to take down the 5G control towers, which are not just about so-called better communications, but they do cause injury. Right. But the better communications are about control. We've got to refuse digital 5G. We have to fight for cash over. Use cash. Don't get taken over. And while we're on with it, I think it's worth having a few words about the current utter chaos in the British Parliament. It's unbelievable how after 44 days a new PM can be just chucked out. And then one who was defeated, Rishi Sunak, suddenly be trying to make a return. Now, I would say of all the contenders, I mean, I say a plague on all the houses, frankly, but I would say the worst one is Rishi Sunak. He is totally evil, totally controlled by the World Economic Forum, and he's an agent of the fascistic Modi regime in India. And they believe in a caste and class system. They would have workers regimented like you've never seen them before, except in Germany before the war or during the war, and in Russia under Stalin. That is the sort of thing Rishi Sunak is after. He's got a be kept out of them. Who could go there? God knows. I mean, it would be hilarious to have Boris back because he's such a buffoon and, well, he's somewhat unpredictable, but he's more of his own person than, which is something I would say. Because I don't have a vote.
But isn't this, I mean, anybody. You almost have to hand it to the World Economic Forum. They have created such a efficient system where even if, you know, they'll put a puppet in place, they'll do a bunch of stuff, everybody gets mad, they kick the puppet out, and here they have the next puppet waiting to go. You know, it's like a vending machine. One thing drops and the other one just shows right up almost automatically.
I suppose, yes. So we're just allowed to choose between different versions of the same sort of thing. But anyway, because Boris makes mistakes and blunders around, I think it's better, if anything, than, you know, either Sunak or Starmer from the fake Labour opposition. Because Starmer's just a tome to support anything the government does. You know, it's a servile tome, and often wants even more restrictions than the government. him and Sunak would go well together and form a national government or something. That might be what they want. I say no, no, no. We don't want any of this. We've got to have democracy from below. People have to demand what they want locally. If the government tries to close down anything, just take to the streets. Just stop them. We have the numbers. They do not have enough police. And we know that. When we have marches of a million, the police do nothing. They step back.
Right. And this is what's necessary. And hopefully with, you know, things getting more intense and the absurdity of the New World Order and their actions becoming more apparent, more people will wake up. All it takes is an awakening. All it takes is you waking up and saying, no, I want to thank you so much for coming on. We'll have to do this again because I've really enjoyed this conversation. Piers Corbin at Real Piers Corbin on Twitter, weatheraction.com. Thank you so much for being with us, sir.
Thank you very much. All power to InfoWars.
Well, my pleasure. And please keep up the great work. And I'd love to have you on again soon. Maybe after next time you're arrested for protesting COVID, because they're still arresting people for doing that.
Look, it's not hype that InfoWars has changed the world. It's not hype that your support of InfoWars is the reason we were able to do this. So I salute you and I thank you. Now, you know about fluoride, the bad halogen on the periodic table. Well, high-quality iodine is the good halogen and does the opposite of fluoride. And when you've got it in your body, it doesn't just supercharge your cells. It doesn't just give you more energy. It doesn't just boost your immune system. But it also blocks the bad halogens in the fluoride, chlorine, bromide, bromine family. So, ladies and gentlemen, it takes about 2 weeks for X3 to kick in on average. Take a few drops every day, and almost everyone has dramatic results. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. So what do you have to lose but taking action? Experience X3, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off. Experience Tri-Iodine. Learn about the iodine fluoride conspiracy. Learn how to counter the fluoride and fund the InfoWar and empower your life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the New World Order comes after you. Now, I knew that. And for 28 years, I've been on air exposing these people, and together we've had a great effect. But listen, they're coming after us right now. They're trying to shut us down, but they can't beat the power of we the people, of you and I together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible, game-changing products while at the same time keeping us on air. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get an additional 10% off on the deals that are at least 40% off. Many are 50% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, you name it. So on top of 50% off, at checkout with promo code 1776 or 1776, an additional 10% off and no paper points. This is by far the biggest sale of the year. Keeps us on air, plus they're great products. Check them out at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.